Let's go.
Me, my guys, we really lie. Lord, forgive me, pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside in the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Let off Henny when I drive. In the city, we gon' slide. Better be there pronto.
Let's slide on to the next shop, the last shop of the night, which is going to be the entertainment shop. I got one word for y'all. Kanye. All right? Kanye West is coming back this Friday with a new album. It has been kind of highly anticipated, but then people stopped talking about it. It's going to be entitled Donda. Donda, do you pronounce his mother's name Donda? Donda West? Miss Donda? Dr. Donda West? Donda. I think so. Donda?
I thought it was Donda.
Yeah. Don't trust George, though. Don't trust George.
I was a big Kanye West fan. And I thought it was Donda.
But that album is coming out on Friday. It was highly anticipated, but we stopped hearing about it a whole lot because all of a sudden it was about Kanye running for president, right? And so this album, at least what it's entitled, has been circulating for a while. Now, before we get excited about new Kanye music the way that people typically do, right, when Kanye does anything, it seems like he can breathe and people are just all over the story, all over the beat. We know that his presidential run was weird as hell, and that he ran as a Republican, that his views and perspectives in a lot of ways did not reflect the views and perspectives of a lot of Black people, a lot of queer people. And his views and perspectives were also very vague, very unclear for him to be a political candidate. But we know he was on Team Trump. We know he said weird things about slavery. We know that he's just not the same old Kanye. So are we, tell me in the comments, tell me on the chop up, are we uncanceling Kanye? Are we here for, are we checking for new Kanye music?
No. The fuck? No.
Yeah, okay.
No. Like, I mean, because check this out. It's like, I mean, I believe in cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that people can be uncanceled. I don't think Kanye did anything worth being uncanceled.
Okay.
I don't think just because the nigga put out an album, you feel me? We're then like, okay, I'm gonna get back into it. Nah. I mean, it's like those things matter. That energy matters. So like, just because you drop in a new joint, don't take away from like the muddled conversations that took place culturally,
right?
Because niggas like your music. You know what I mean? Like that's the thin line of the shut up and dribble conversation. Like, nobody should be told that they're only relegated to what they do. However, when you show that you can't do the other shit, stick to what you're good at.
But it's a trial basis. You know what I'm saying? I think that's fair. Like you get a trial run and then we'd be like, nah, we don't want that. Lee?
You feel me?
I think, man, Kanye West always kind of the whole thing surrounding him has always been kind of, I feel like, puzzling for me, because he was supposed to be, canceled. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to be held accountable when people were supposed to be suppressing some of that shit. During that, he became the richest Black man in American history.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
He was like, you know,
So are you checking for it? Like,
I ain't been checking for Kanye for years, you feel me? But obviously, yeah. Shit, me not checking for him ain't stopping for me, and you know what I'm saying, the billionaire, you know what I mean?
At all, I mean,
and, you know,
me
all three of us ain't checking for him at all, really. But somebody buying them shoes, somebody buying the albums,
and don't forget the Gap clothes, you know, you got the new contract with Gap, he making clothes for him over there now, wearing in the middle of the summer and shit.
I mean, but the whole thing about him being canceled is more supposed to be a cultural thing. That's what, like, when we see that he is benefiting, like, from on that perspective, with the white CEOs of Gap, with the white CEOs of this clothing company, with the white fashion designers, and when we see that, like, culturally, as a people, we're supposed to disconnect from that, because you're like, again, you're muddling the cultural conversations and you're benefiting from it, like, in these other business arenas. Because let's not act like, you know, with somebody like Kanye, it's not just about his business acumen. I mean, go ahead, tell you.
I mean, I guess I just, you know, because he's always kind of blamed it on him being this evil genius, somebody that we don't really understand and that we are, you know what I'm saying, seven steps behind anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, And so when he's cozying up to these white designers and he's doing all this and doing all that, are we not just waiting for do you think we're waiting on a big reveal? And I asked this question because, like, Brother Dodak says, long as it's not a gospel album, I'm going to check for Kanye West album, and especially if he has political content. So maybe this is an opportunity for him to start to do the big reveal, to start explaining himself, to really start to allude to what he's trying to get after. Like, a track list is already out. It's already some interesting stuff going on with the album. So you just like, nah, I'm past it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's done. Like, there is no political. Bro, you ran for office. You running, like, you being an actual political figure, you feel me? That's what that shit's supposed to bleed into. The music was supposed to create the political connection with you and the people. And then as a political figure, that's how you shape and lead. That nigga ain't no leader. Kanye West ain't nobody that needs to be shaped. You can shape some shoes. You can shape some pants, a t-shirt, see what shape what that shit look like. Kanye West shouldn't be shaping nobody culture. Yeah. The nigga that's like talking down on Harriet Tubman and, you know, niggas was choosing to be like people that say silly shit like that type of, you know what I'm saying, narcissism. Because the whole mad scientist shit is always just an excuse, right? That it's always just the thing that the narcissist relies on to set themselves apart. Right. Embrace the negative archetype and set yourself, you know what I'm saying, outside of the norm by saying everybody else is just, they just stuck in a box.
Right.
But in a lot of instances, especially culture, right, outside of mainstream shit, like the way that everything has been commercialized. In culture, period, you have norms. In culture, you have standards. In your culture, right, that's at the heart of it, because those norms and standards reflect what we represent. And then, and once you step outside of that, in terms of what we represent, then you undermine the culture. Kanye did that.
Yeah. And so it's some undoing you can't do, even if we let you make it, right? Even if we not like, don't play Kanye, don't like actively like repudiating what you do, right? I think you are absolutely deserve to not really get any of the bump of the clout. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people are trying to, you know, really bump it. LA, Justin LA Boy, who, you know, y'all know is social media famous or whatever, got popping off of just sending a bunch of basically, you know, the random relationship tweets. Got some static, got some steam off of those, start commenting on stuff, and now he's just somebody. So he tweeted, I think toward the end of last week, maybe, Kanye played his new album for me and KD, Kevin Durant, last night in Vegas. Man, listen, the production is light years ahead of his time, and the bars sound like he's broken, hungry, trying to get signed again. Any artist who plan on dropping soon should really push it back, respectfully. Right, so...
We don't want to hear nothing from Justin LaGroupy, goddamn it. So I say, at this point, nigga, I want to know. You know what? I'm jealous. I want to know how much Kanye paying his brother to keep him close in proximity to promote.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
at this point, Justin, to me, you know what I'm saying? LaGroupy.
That man, you know, Justin LaGroupy.
I ain't. None of this shit come out for me as being genuine or sincere that he do or say really for keeping this
stuff. That shit, yo, and what pissed me off, bro, I'm not gonna lie. My black people, we are so, we get caught up in so much hype. Mm. Like, we just get caught up in so much hype.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, with the conversation we just had about Donald Trump. You know what I mean? It be the hype of the comments, just the fact that when we talk about controversy sales, goddamn, it's a, I mean, it sells generally, but specifically when we're talking about black people, that's where that shit get dangerous, because a nigga who will like spill some, you know what I'm saying, some pollution into the conversation can be pretty much, we look past that because he dropped a hot album. Maybe. Because I ain't heard no shit hot. Like, I think some niggas be rapping and selling shit off their name. I think Kanye has been doing that for a while now.
Yeah.
That's just being honest.
Really, in a way, he's been able to ride the clout of, you know, the Yeezy brand. Now he got the partnership with Gap. So it's like, you know, being able to latch yourself on to other entities and I guess not do anything bad enough for them to want to break relationships with you allows for you and affords you some sustainability while you work out your shit. Go ahead.
Twin Man just dropped a comment that I think is interesting. He said, cancel culture is a myth. This is called consequences. People want to be able to say what they want without consequence, and that's not how life works. And that's what I think, and I think they're synonymous. Because when we're talking about as the culture, that's the only consequence we can dole out is whether or not we allow you to be a voice, whether or not we allow you to be a face. To
I mean, but the thing about cancel culture is nobody agrees on what we, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the hard part is don't nobody agree on nothing. We were supposed to be like cancel before, and then everybody was like, what was his name? Jesus is Lord. Everybody was all over that album, ate it up. He's a great gospel artist. Oh my God. And then all of a sudden his church started moving around and doing whatever. And people was getting their tickets and going. And so it was still a whole vibe and a whole wave. And so
and then they started suing that nigga for not paying.
Paying my money, man.
And those are the parts of the conversations we can't even, you know, we should probably talk about in terms of Kanye, but it's just like, your issues are so big and so broad, we don't even care enough to antagonize you for what you're already not doing. If people want to do business with you or mess with you at this point, that's their business. They've chosen to align themselves with somebody that who's proven to be inconsistent in the way that they move in a lot of other ways. Yeah. These comments been jerking. Shout out to y'all. Y'all kind of been keeping the vibe and the dialogue live with yourself. From what I'm seeing, a lot of people not really checking for this Kanye West album. The general kind of perception is we moved on and he had his moment and his opportunity ain't really real. Robert Reed, if you ever want to share any content or data points for us, definitely drop it in our Instagram DMs and we will, you know, take a look at stuff like that. If it applies, we'll make a post about it. So I'm just seeing your comment about that. Definitely drop whatever in our Instagram DMs. That's the Chop Up Show, at the Chop Up Show on IG. Ethereal Beauty popped back in and said, I think this just goes to show how hypocritical the general public can be. And that's in line with what we're saying. That's why it's hard to put a post. And I this is more in a general sense, but I've stopped, and I should have been doing this before, but I've missed the opportunity to enjoy a lot of stuff and paid attention to stuff I should have not paid attention to by listening to social media, listening to pop culture. I've let different weird ass takes talk me out of listening to good albums that I probably like just didn't get a chance to care about.
Well, and watching movies you would enjoy. You
know, the Upshaw season two, Toya. The Upshaw was renewed
I'm on
for season
like,
two.
Look. I honestly heard some nonsense. I was looking at all these little black sitcoms that they got on Netflix, the Upshaws, the Jamie Foxx show, the Tia and Loretta Devine show. Which one?
Jamie Foxx got a show on Netflix, George. Jamie Foxx got a known show on Netflix.
It's trash.
It's terrible.
Because I saw his, I thought the Upshaws and everything else was going to be bad. And it's not. Like, the Upshaws is lit. Family Reunion lit. The only one you can keep is definitely that Jamie Foxx situation. But all of this to say, I just got to stop listening to y'all. I got to listen to myself. I got to enjoy stuff for myself. Because y'all be lying. Y'all be pump faking. Y'all get to making memes. And now all of a sudden I'm believing them and niggas are sharing them. So we get a kiki out of it. We get a, yeah, whatever. Like, whatever. I'm actually kind of interested in Fast 9. I know the shit's not realistic. I know cars don't really do that. I don't, but I like a fast
People
car.
Don't catch cars, Toya.
They don't.
People don't catch cars.
But I understood that when I sat down to watch a movie because I'm an adult who lives in reality and understands the way that cinema works. And so that's what I want. I want stuff that I don't have to think too hard about or that can suspend my imagination, especially because I'm not into like ghosts or like some stuff just don't scare me, don't interest me. So,
she said ghost. What was the last good ghost movie to you?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I don't watch any of them because I think like a presence. I like it, neither here nor there. Yeah. I'm just about to stop listening to you niggas. Kanye can stay where he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still very interested in the social media, the political response to it. I'm not going to check for it anyway, so I don't really care. It wasn't like I'm still on the fence. I'm not going to check for it, but it's going to be hype. And I'm interested to see how because I want to know who's willing to tell the truth and say it sucks. I want to hear about who's willing to have those hot takes. There's a song about Kim Kardashian on there that is already about to be, you know, all of the conversation or whatever, because apparently he compares the relationship to her to a prison. But then in another breath, people are saying he's not all that disrespectful to her on the like. But I'm a part of popular culture. I'm here. I'm on the Chop Up with y'all. So we got to talk about this stuff. So I'm gonna keep.
Yeah, you are the social media girl. Why you talking about me?
The crazy part about it is when this album dropped, it's going to be number one on all social media platforms because everybody going to be streaming to see what he's talking about.
That's it. And so we'll just await it, and I ride that wave.
Controversy sells, man. And he got a lot of it.
The original question that I asked, you know what I'm saying? Like, response to those controversies. I asked y'all if y'all was checking for the album or not. You know what I'm saying? Checking for Kanye and what he's up to, and for a bunch of different reasons. A lot of y'all told me he's dead. You know? So
Kevin said he'll let us know.
Kevin, make sure you tap back in with us Monday night. We'll make sure to tap in and see how things are going with the album and if it slaps or not. And if I end up coming across a track or two, I'll let y'all know my take as well.
We may even do a one-off Snapchat.
You never even know. You never even know. Vance, baby, oh cool. Y'all slid in on us. Definitely want to show y'all some love and just shout y'all out for being in the building with us for real. All right, good night. Kevin about to bounce. Ironically, we about to bounce too. That's the end of the entertainment chop for me. And that's the end of the third chop, which means we have come to the end of another one wonderful Monday night with y'all rocking on the Chop Up Show. Mm-hmm. We never too far away, even if we miss a step. So last week it was out, but y'all knew we was gonna be here tonight. I mean, and the show goes on. What I need you to do is go check out the show. Anything you missed, anything you haven't already watched. I know we talked about Bill Cosby. I know we talked about a whole bunch of stuff. Sha'Carri Richardson, just a whole bunch of different conversations. The Olympics. Go check that out on the Chop Up Show pod or on the Chop Up Show's Spotify and on our Apple Podcast.
You can and on it. Our YouTube page.
On the YouTube, on the Facebook, all of those places you can go get caught up. This conversation will be there this week, so don't miss out on that. The Twitter, at Chop Up Show Pod on Twitter. Instagram, The Chop Up Show, at The Chop Up Show.
Right there.
So you all got a way to stay connected. If y'all got stuff throughout the week, important news stories, stuff happening around us, send it to the DMs so we can see if we want to talk about it the next week. You know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that will take us a long way. But it's love for y'all. GeorgeLeeSpeaks.com. George, tell them where to find you.
Hey, GeorgeLeeSpeaks.com, man. We got some new merch coming y'all way real soon. Also, if you need a soft core, you know what I'm saying, soft skills training, whether it be professional development, anti-racism, diversity. That, you know what I'm saying? Y'all must fuck that one up. But yeah, I didn't though. You know what I'm saying? And listen, if you worried about, you know what I mean, the verbiage, you know, I can get a little professional and do what we do in the black community called code switching.
Absolutely.
So go on and just go to GeorgeLeeSpeaks.com. We got it there. And also too though,
if you want some of that soft core blackness.
HD, I know Toya got some things cooking up with HD as well. So we need you somebody to talk in terms of leadership.
Hey, who make websites out there? Who make websites? I'm over. I was waiting on somebody. Then I said I was gonna do it. I don't need to make my own website. If y'all make websites, holler at me. I'm officially going ahead and opening up that door for somebody to go help your girl out. I'm willing to invest in that particular endeavor because it's time to go ahead and get back tapped into the lane, get HD back where it's supposed to be. I'm currently working doing leadership facilitation with the city of Littleton, Colorado. Shout out to Noel for holding us down with that. But if you got a small group, an individual organization you want to see elevated in the area of leadership, y'all hit me up about that too. We working out here. We facilitate.
And too, the nuances of leadership, not just like the cookie cutter, like, oh my God, this. I'm talking about the philosophy and principles and standards of leadership.
You know, let's talk about it.
Not just, you know.
Hey, conversations that will be had. You feel me?
I'm going to get my manager. Y'all, for real, I'm real life on my my tax paperwork. Like, shit, go to his house first. So we mean it. We are
a conglomerate. You might want to tap in with Theory of Beauty.
Hey, listen, y'all know where to find us. The DMs at the Chop Up Show on Instagram. Hey, at the Chop Up Show on Facebook.
We're gonna play two or three because we still waiting on that Chop Up a Chill design as well.
Yeah, merch coming soon.
We ain't forgot.
But y'all know what it is. We got to get on up out of here. You feel me? I'm about to call it a night. I done had a nice, fun, long weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to catch up on this sleep. But we're going to end the show. Where do we always end the show?
Let's get it. Me, my guys, we really live. Lord, forgive me. Pay my tithes. Please don't have me reach inside. In the center console. Keep the semi when I ride. Lit off Henny when I...